This is Ernest Angley, World Radio Soweto, South Africa Crusade Special. I am Reverend Chris Mockimer, your host for these specials, and I know that if you have listened to any of the previous night's services, you have been blessed and amazed at what God is doing in South Africa. I can't wait to hear what God is going to do in tonight's service. Now, here's Reverend Angley.
Be still.
Tula.
Be still.
Tula.
And know that He is God.
Wazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu.
God the Father.
uNkulunkulu Baba.
God the Son.
uNkulunkulu Indodana.
God the Holy Ghost.
uNkulunkulu Moya Ngcwele.
The Trinity.
Ubuthathu bezulu.
They are here.
Bakhona la.
Now I'm introducing them to you.
Khona bazokwenza kuwe.
Nobody has ever loved you like the Trinity loves you. And the gifts now are in operation, saith the God of heaven. Every mind just on the Lord.
Every mind.
Person with arthritis over there.
You're
healed. Another with arthritis. You're healed. Another one, you have burning in your chest. You have a weak lung. Your left lung is weak. God is recreating that lung. But you must never doubt Him. You must never doubt Him. Holy Lord, God Almighty. The lady back there, you have a condition, female condition. You've had it since you had your first child. Your mother's middle name was Fanny, the same as my mother's name. You're healed of that condition. The person that you have a condition or a part of your body, your feet and legs give you a lot of trouble. You are free. The person that your nerves give you a lot of trouble, you're now free. The person, your nerves bother you a lot. You don't get proper rest at night because of your nervous system. Now you'll sleep well. Raise your hands and take whatever you need now. God is here. 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 Stand up now, please. And this is a hallelujah wave. Amen. 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 It's the cross, hallelujah, wave. And every time you stop, you make the sign of the cross. God gave me this many years ago. Many years ago. And you can use it in your prayer meetings. You can use it in your prayer closet.
You use it
any time to the glory of God. But not use it where people will make fun of the power of God. Too holy, too sacred. So you have to guard against that, saith the Lord. The power of God is real, 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 real. Let's go. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the cross. The cross. The cross. Everything comes through the cross. Your faith comes through the cross. Your healings all come through the cross. All the good things from heaven comes through the cross. Hallelujah. 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 And the cross, 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 the cross. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Say it all comes through the cross. It all comes through the cross. And now we're going to say Jesus. We're going to stretch it out. That's a big name. No other name. No other name given among from heaven that can get you in the gate of glory. Only the name Jesus. Let's go. Back again, back again. Now, welcome, Joshua and Corinthia. You got to hold on. This is a good number. Our people back home love to hear sing this. You got to hold on.
Hold on, you better hold on.
When you're down in the valley and those storm clouds arise, keep your eyes upon Jesus. Don't listen to the devil's lies. Keep walking down the narrow road and don't give in to fear.
And just shout aloud to the devil's crowd, the Lord will get me out of here.
You gotta hold on to God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold on the solid rock stand. You gotta hold on to the power in the blood. You gotta hold on, just like Jesus would.
Oh, when the enemy comes against you like he did old brother Job,
hold
just remember
on.
Jesus promised he would take your heavy load.
Hold
he
on.
Said my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Hold
and
on.
Just like Job, all heaven knows you can't win without a fight. You gotta hold
on
to God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold on the solid rock stand. You gotta
hold
on to the power in the blood. You gotta hold on just like Jesus would.
Yes, my God is able, and there's nothing he won't do. Trust his mighty power and watch him part the sea for you. Climb up a little higher, don't you know that's how you win? And praise his name, let him have his way, shout hallelujah, amen.
You gotta
hold
on to the promises he made.
You gotta hold on to the foundation laid.
You gotta hold on to the power in the word.
You gotta hold on to everything you've heard.
You gotta
hold on to God's unchanging hand.
You gotta
hold
on the solid rock stand. You gotta
hold
on to the power in the blood. You gotta hold on
just like Jesus would.
Just like Jesus would.
Just like Jesus would.
Hold on, you better hold on.
All right, Jim and Trish, singing that great song. Don't betray the blood. Don't betray the blood. Give him a big welcome.
know it's hard sometimes when the devil's after you. You gotta just hold on tight.
He wants to wear you down, trying to turn you round. He wants to make you look back. Oh, but don't betray the blood that Jesus shed for you. Don't betray the blood that Jesus spilled to make you new.
No matter how you're going through it, you can't afford to do it. Just reach for heaven's love.
Don't betray the blood. Sometimes it's hard to see how the Lord is moving. You have to trust in His love.
When you feel you're going down, the Lord won't let you drown. Just ahead is rapture ground.
Don't betray the blood that Jesus shed for you. Don't betray the blood that Jesus spilled to make you new.
No matter how you're going through it, you can't afford to do it. Just reach for heaven's love.
Don't betray the blood.
The blood.
The blood that Jesus shed for you.
The blood.
The blood that made you new.
The blood.
It will carry you to heaven. Don't betray the blood. Betray the blood that Jesus shed for you. Don't betray the blood that Jesus spilled to make you new.
No matter how you're going through it, you can't afford to do it. Just reach for heaven's love.
Don't betray the blood.
That's a good song. The Jesus Trio now, there's going to be a lot of miracles and healing. Always, when they sing this song, I'm going to sing with the angels. This was given through prophecy, recorded, and it's something, the way God uses His song every time. If you need a miracle, get ready for it.
I'm gonna join the angels band. I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band. I will join the angels band, ring golden bells of heaven's land. I hear us as we sing His love, saving millions for the Lord. Remembering gospel songs we sang, singing praises to His name. In gospel songs all day and night, we help the people to get right. I'm gonna join the angels band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band.
Anointing's coming from on high, set our souls on holy fire. God sent miracles day and night, angels join, what a heavenly sight.
Oh, how great that time will be, to look upon God's smiling face. Oh, the reality of it all, to sing His praise for amazing grace. I'm gonna join the angels band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with
with the heavenly band. I'm gonna join the angels' band. I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band.
People under a great load. Under a great load. The devil has sent demons daily, night and day, to aggravate you. Now it be absolutely different, saith the Lord. There's nine people that you have an internal complication. It affects your bowels in a great way. You are now healed. There's 20 people bound with arthritis and rheumatism. Some of you, is the way that you sleep. You make a pillow out of your arm, you're just cutting the circulation. Damaging your body. Now you're healed.
So don't do that
anymore.
Now, it's time for the Word of the Living God. Reverend Angley has spent time with the Lord, and God has given his servant a special message for the people. Listen and be blessed.
Get ready to take down the scriptures now. When I preach or teach, I always back everything I say up with scripture. The subject tonight is, there isn't anything like perfect obedience. Everybody's saying that.
There isn't anything like perfect obedience.
Now cheer it. Oh, that's puny. Say it nicely.
There isn't anything like perfect obedience.
Again.
There isn't anything like perfect obedience.
Now this time real loud.
There isn't anything like perfect obedience.
There's no other way to go with God than with perfect obedience. Don't ever fool yourself or convince yourself that you do not have to obey the Lord in all things. One disobedience makes sinners. As one in disobedience. And then there's one in obedience makes many righteous. Romans 5:19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Let this sermon impress you like never before. The importance of perfect obedience. Jesus became the author of eternal salvation by obedience to the death of the cross.
It is only
by obedience to him that we can obtain the wonderful salvation and keep it. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that obey him. And that's to all of them that obey him. I'd underline that if you have your Bible with you when you get home. 1 Peter chapter 1. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. You purify your souls in obeying the truth. You can't be negligible about this salvation through and types of disobedience. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 2 and
3.
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and ever transgression and disobedience received just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect, that means to be careless with, so great a salvation? Obey means to follow commands or guidance of, and Jesus said, John 14, verses
15.
If you love me, keep my commandments. Say that, everybody, if you love me.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Say that again.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 46. And why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Matthew 7. 21.
Matthew 7, verse 21.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. James chapter 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Jesus likened obedience to wisdom and disobedience to foolishness. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 24 through 27. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came. And the winds blew and beat upon that house. It fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Note that those who were obedient to the Lord's instructions were able to stand even when great opposition came against them. When you won't obey, you fail to have His guidance and anointing. You fail to have His best. Obedience, blessing, His blessings. Isaiah the prophet wrote in chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Isaiah was one of the great major prophets.
John 14:23.
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. My Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. What better blessing can we have than to have the Father, the Son, making their abode with us? Obedience brings success. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt have good success. God gave Joshua many victories over the enemy because Joshua was careful to obey the Lord in all things. Joshua 11:15, as the Lord commanded Moses his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. Didn't leave anything undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. In the Bible, look at all those who got into big trouble when they fail to obey. We have many examples to learn from. Look at Simon Peter's disobedience. He got insulted when the Lord rebuked him for using his sword and cutting off a man's ears. Can't you hear Peter saying, I tried to protect Jesus, and the only things I got was a rebuke. If that is all the appreciation I'm going to get, I'll just back away. Back away he did. He followed afar off. Then he backslid to the bottom and denied even knowing Jesus. Now the Lord had told him not to use the sword.
Before,
he told him to stay awake while he went to pray and for them to pray, but they didn't. And then Simon, he used the sword and cut off a man's ear. And the Bible tells us that Jesus reached down, picked it up, placed it back where it belonged. Couldn't tell. He'd never been cut off. You see, people can get in such a condition they don't appreciate God performing a miracle before their very eyes. We must appreciate it when the Lord rebukes us and shows us the right way. He has our best interest in mind. He tells us not to give place to the devil by pouting and getting insulted of the truth. And those pouting devils, they'll send your soul to hell.
Go
around and won't speak to people. That's terrible. You can't do that and go to God's heaven. Stay awake to the things of God. If Peter had stayed awake in the garden, if he would have watched and prayed like Jesus asked him to, he would not have disobeyed him. It's the lack of prayer, fasting, that people backslide. I want you to look at Doubting Thomas tonight. He was quick to let others know that unless he saw with his eyes, he would not believe. He would not believe that Jesus had been risen. It's easy to feel obligated to doubt when you look at things through the natural and you aren't going to obey if you doubt.
Yeah, Thomas in Elemoto, ya Tangabunako, Hore, Ayetsebatu, Abatsibisore, Akeka Dumela Saka Ibona, Ari Akeka Dumela, Hasaka Mona Morena Jeso, Atsuhile Bafung, Hubu Nolo, Hulu, Wikutuelanga, Gabamoto, ya Bilaela, how will she be led into Kalisto Lanama, Aukeko, Mamela, Hibu Sama Gamoya.
How can you obey something you doubt?
Okay, Mamela Ranto, how will be laid?
It takes faith in God and His promises to obey. John 20:29.
John Carlo 20, verse 29.
Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. The 11th chapter of Hebrews is full of obedience to the Lord. By faith, they obeyed. We don't really hear much about Thomas. After this, we could wonder, did he change? Did he continue to have a tendency to look at this through the natural person? In tracing his steps, we find out he was burned to death at the stake for the sake of Christ.
But
take in mind, we don't find him doing anything worth them telling about in the Holy Scriptures. How about us? Do we look at the work of God through our natural eyes and doubt? Is it hard for us to obey because we have doubtful minds? Luke 12:29. Neither be ye of a doubtful mind. Say that. Neither be ye
of a doubtful mind.
Say that again.
Neither be ye of a doubtful mind.
One big time.
Neither be ye of a doubtful mind.
Doubtful minds are weak in faith and more ready to argue than obey. Romans 14:1. He that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputation. Disputation. That's awful. When the Lord asks us to do something His way, we get in trouble putting our own interpretation on it. God says, go this way, and we decide to go another way. We do the very thing that Jonah did. And we think it was awful what Jonah did. Jonah in chapter 1, verse 1 through
3.
Now the word of the Lord came unto
Jonah.
Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose unto fleeing to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And disobedience has back of way, and they don't get what they want. They choose what they want to do and go after it. They don't consider God's will or His instructions.
It
makes big trouble. Saul disobeyed the prophet Samuel's instruction to kill all the Amalekites. 1 Samuel 15:3. Now when he tells you to do something, it'll settle in your mind to do just how he said it.
Maethi wenze into ke kuhlale kuzinza emqondweni wakho uyenze ngendlela asho ngayo.
And he told him to go destroy all they had and spare them not.
Wathamba uyobachitha babulale ungagcini nalutho.
But Saul chose what he wanted to do.
Saul wayikhethela ke yena ukuthi ufuna ukwenzani.
1 Samuel
chapter 15, verse 9.
Saul and the people spared Agag. That was the king at that time. And the best of the sheep. And all the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs. All that was good. And we not utterly destroy them. Saul's disobedience grieved God.
And
God's prophet, but not Saul. He got caught. And he justified his disobedience.
That
he kept the best of the animals to do sacrifice unto the Lord. It sounds like a good thing, but it is not what God instructed. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord greater delight in burnt offerings, sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord?"
Samuel wathi inkosi yathokozela yini imhlatshelo yokushiswa ke namanqama kunokulalela izwi layo na.
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken that the fat of rams. After God gives the instructions, do we dare think for God and choose what we will and will not do? That is thinking too highly of oneself. Romans 12:3. For I say, though the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. But to think soberly, according as God
have
dealt to every man the measure of faith. Why you don't do away when you can't get your way? Perfect obedience has a willingness to do things God's way. I never did think about doing anything else but his way after he saved me at
18.
This is the hour of perfect obedience unto the Lord.
Only
those who have the perfect obedience are going to please God. They are the ones God will be able to use in perfection. Those are the ones who are letting him work. Are you hindering God? Is the Bible, we have been left with many examples, good and bad. And he tells us who we should and should not follow. In John, the 13th chapter, verse 15 and 16. For I have given you an example that you should be as I have done to you. Verily I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. 1 Corinthians 10th chapter, verses 5 and 6. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. I've been to that wilderness. Think of many millions of bodies. They'll be resurrected when the resurrection for the dead died. The dead that died in sin. Now these things were our examples. For the intent we should not lust after evil things. As also they lusted. We should follow the divine will of the Lord in all. Say it, we should do the divine will in all.
We should follow the divine will of the Lord in all.
Not please ourselves. Perfect obedience includes your thought life as well. Second Corinthians chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. Casting down imaginations. Never high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience. When your obedience is fulfilled. Something. When you're obedient, you're ready to take action against any disobedience. That tries to creep in. People are more than ready to take revenge on those who seek to destroy their character. But are they ready to revenge on their own disobedience, which is much more destructive? Your disobedience can damn you, your soul in hell, but people will come against you, cannot touch your soul. Who are we going to obey, man or God, flesh or spirit? Acts 5:29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Some of you here tonight, you're in a family that you had to stand up for what was right. They separated from you. That was a wonderful separation. Romans 8:1. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ
Jesus,
who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Do we obey God's ordinances and those He has placed over us to watch for our souls? Or do we dishonor them? Do that which is pleasing in our own way. In our own eyes. Hebrews 13:1. Obey them that have the rule over you. And submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls as they must give an account. That they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. Proverbs 16:2. For the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. The Lord has given us much to think about today concerning perfect obedience. We are not ignorant of what He wants for us, and we must always remember what we want to be: a servant to God, man, self, or divinity. Because we become servants to whom we obey. Romans 6:16. Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, he is servants you are to whom you obey. Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Many start out humble and obedient, but get too wise in their own conceits and fall away.
Galatians 5:7.
You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Jeremiah 17:23. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they may not hear, not receive instruction. Romans 12:16. Be not wise in our own conceits. Through disobedience, the tree of life was removed from man's reach, but the obedient will eat of that tree.
Ngokungalaleli isihlahla sokuphila sasuswa ukuthi abantu bangasifingeleli kodwa abalalelayo bazodla esihlahleni sokuphila.
Blessed are they that do his commandments. This is Revelation 22:14.
Sambulo 22:14 babusisiwe labo abayenza imiyalo yakhe.
That they may have right to the tree of life.
Babe nelungelo ukudla esihlahleni sokuphila.
And may enter in through the gates into that city.
Bangene ngamasango emzini.
How wonderful, perfect, total obedience.
Umnandi kakhulu ukuphila ngokulalela okupheleleyo.
That's the life that I live. That's the life that my associates live.
Impilo engiyiphilayo nabantu engiphila nabo baphila yona.
That's the reason God blesses.
Ngakho isizathu sokuthi uNkulunkulu asibusise.
Like he does.
Ngendlela enza ngayo.
He blesses the truth.
Ubusisa iqiniso.
Jesus said, "Know the truth and be free."
UJesu uthi lazini iqiniso, iqiniso lonikhulula.
It's time for you to decide what you're going to do.
Isikhathi sokuthi wenze isinqumo sokuthi wena uzokwenza njani.
You disobeyed God and go on your own way, you're in trouble.
Wena samamela mudimu wa tsama ka tsela tsa hao u buthateng.
The Lord's not going to keep sparing you.
Wena ke ka dula a u bulukila u sireleditse.
You will blaspheme against the Holy Ghost.
Wena orwa akile moyo halalela.
Jesus said it's unforgivable sin.
Jesu re se o ke sibi se ke ke sa tswarelwa sa orwa ka moyo halalela.
Once you commit that sin.
Ma unga enza nje leso sono.
You can't get forgiveness.
I detelelo ngeke uyithole tu.
The walking dead on earth today.
Uhamba ufile emhlabeni.
They're deceived.
Badukiswa bakhohlisiwe.
Sinned against the Holy Ghost. They think they can get right with God anytime they get ready, but they can't. When God tells me not to pray for a person anymore, I don't ever pray for him again. And you shouldn't either, because God's not going to hear you. That's awful to pray and know that God's not going to listen. That's worthless prayer. I want everybody to stand up. And I want you that's been disobedient. And those that's been obedient. The obedient's going to pray for the disobedient. I want everybody to pray out loud. And don't pay attention to who you're praying for, you obedient ones. Let's obey the Lord now. Say, "Oh God.
Oh God.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry
that I haven't obeyed you.
That I haven't obeyed you.
I've been so disobedient.
I've been so disobedient.
I pray you will forgive me.
I pray that you forgive me.
You said if I would ask you.
You said if I would ask you.
If I would repent.
If I would repent
with a heart of forgiveness,
like God, my God,
then you will be forgiven.
Then you'll be forgiven.
And I do repent, dear God.
I do repent, dear
God. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I promise I'll never do it again.
I promise I'll never do it again.
And I believe now.
And I believe now.
Your promise of forgiveness.
Your promise of forgiveness.
That your precious blood.
That your precious blood.
Washes away.
Washes away.
All of my sins.
All of my sins.
All of my sins.
All of my sins.
Hallelujah, I'm free.
Hallelujah, I'm free.
I'm free.
Free.
I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free.
Free. Free.
Friend, as Reverend Angley encourages those in attendance at this crusade to praise the Lord with their whole heart and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can start praising Him too, using that wonderful word glory. If you have not received the Holy Ghost with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues, let Him come in and baptize you today. If you already have received Him, let Him refresh and bless you as you rejoice with them.
And now, The word is glory. I said the word is glory.
Glory.
I want everybody to start saying glory.
Glory, glory.
The word is glory.
Glory, glory.
The word is glory.
Glory, 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 glory.
The word is glory.
As we leave this crusade service, help me thank God for all that He is doing in Soweto, South Africa. Besides these crusade services, our team members are visiting hospitals, prisons, schools, AIDS clinics, orphanages, ministering throughout surrounding towns and villages, seeking to share the love of Jesus with all who will accept it. God is moving like never before. But we must work quickly to get the harvest in before it's too late. Visit ErnestAngeley.org for more crusade updates. And if you have received from the Lord through this Jesus ministry, email us and let us know. This is Ernest Angeley World Radio, a voice to the world.
They were in an upper chamber.